Welcome to Module 4. In this portion of the Life, Fun, Purpose program, we are embarking on a quest to rediscover the golden keys to your hell yes life: self-love, self-esteem, and self-compassion. To prepare you for this adventure, I'd like to explain a few of the reasons why we are setting out on such an epic voyage. Number one, the first thing that I'd like to emphasize, if I haven't shouted this from the mountaintops enough already, is that the most important relationship you will ever have is your relationship with yourself. Number two, the quality of your life is a direct reflection of the way that you relate with you. Number three, at the center of living and building your hell yes life is your hell yes relationship with yourself. Everything that you experience and create stems and evolves from this core connection. Number four, the more loving, mindful, conscious, authentic, positive, healthy, honest, compassionate, and constructive your relationship with yourself is, the more joyful, incredible, fulfilled, rewarding, and bountiful your life will be. Number five, self-love, self-esteem, and self-compassion are the most important ingredients in the secret sauce of your happiness and empowerment. And I'm excited to unpack what these ingredients really are and how you can begin adding them to your life right away. I'm guessing that you've heard sayings or seen inspirational quotes on social media like, "Love yourself," or "You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else," or "You're a magical unicorn made of love magic," or any number of cheery, well-intentioned slogans that encourage you to embrace this thing referred to as self-love. I have nothing against this. In fact, I think it's great that the tides are shifting toward an awareness and support for people loving themselves. But these catchphrases, as inspirational as they are, leave so many questions unanswered. Really deep, vulnerable, confused, and curious questions. Questions that I'm asked all the time in my coaching sessions. Questions that I've explored and researched for the better part of 20 years. Questions such as, okay, so I get that self-love is important, but how do I know if I actually love myself? Am I loving myself enough? Yeah, but I don't want people to think I'm conceited or selfish. What's the difference? I just can't find anything about myself to love. I mean, don't I have to earn love? I don't feel like I've done anything that great or amazing enough to deserve to love myself. How do I not beat myself up for my past mistakes or where I'm at in my life with my problems? Isn't it productive to criticize and punish myself so I don't mess up again? Honestly, I don't know how to stop being so hard on myself. It's so automatic. I don't even have a clue what self-love would feel like. I've been working my ass off to impress my parents and my career for my entire life. I can't even imagine how I would even start to focus on me. These and thousands of other versions of the self-love question float around like mosquitoes in our minds for most of our lives, drifting around only partially understood or, in most cases, unanswered altogether, and the buzzing curiosity remains. We know that we want to have a better relationship with ourselves, but we have no idea what that means. So, my aim here is to demystify self-love so you can have a better understanding of what it means, what it is, what it isn't, and how you can start embracing it in your life. For some of you, this might be like learning a new language. For others, this might be a refresher course with new updated tools and technologies. Wherever you are on the spectrum from "I can't stand who I am" to "Oh my God, I love myself," it is my intention to unpack this age-old riddle and empower you with the keys for unlocking the infinite treasure troves in the castle of your life. To begin this module, take a look at the Module 4 checklist, which will guide you through the steps of this incredible journey toward self-love. As always, if you have any questions, insights, challenges, or celebrations, please feel free to email me or check in with the tribe in the Facebook group. All right, let's dive in.